My name's Chris Parker. I live in Oak Park. That's a suburb.
They probably figured that out.
This is Brad, Sarah, and Daryl. And we're in trouble.
Hey, no doubt.
See, me and my boyfriend, Mike, tonight's our anniversary. But then he went and canceled. And now I'm stuck watching these three. And it's so hard.
And it's so hard
babysitting these guys.
He got the...
We welcome to the Minuteman Press guest line, Elizabeth Shue. Good morning, Elizabeth.
Good morning.
Hey, it is great to talk to you. We have been kind of reviewing all the things you've done, and that would take a long time if we actually touched on every one of them. But I did open this segment with the Babysitting Blues because I had to, because of your earlier films. That one I just thought was a classic in so many ways. And I wonder what it was like during that period of your life when you're kind of playing the female teen heartthrob, if you will. Did you know that's what you were playing in the Karate Kid Adventures of Babysitting, all that kind of stuff, or did that realization come later?
Well, I think I was a little bit aware, yes, that I was a girlfriend in the Karate Kid, for sure. But I was so obviously fortunate to be in that movie. I mean, if you have to be a girlfriend, you want to be in the Karate Kid.
Yeah.
Right? And you want to be Allie with an eye and working with Ralph Macchio and Billy Zabka. So wasn't a bad gig.
Pretty good gig.
Yes, I was aware. And then obviously I was also aware that if that was all that you were going to do, you might get a little bit typecast. So
yeah.
I tried my best, through the years to keep challenging myself, of course.
Well, and I think, you know, basically, what? Probably after Back to the Future 3, then you did Soap Dish, you did Hollow Man, Battle of the Sexes. There were a lot of other roles that weren't the girlfriendy type role necessarily.
Yeah, no. Leaving Las Vegas, I think, was the one that helped break me out of that character. But, you know, I mean, I think that there still have been lots of roles that require a certain warmth or, I don't know, being down to earth in some way. And so it's not like those qualities in you necessarily have to, like, get rid of, but you just don't want to lean too hard on them.
Well, and I guess I would say that's even true of your newest role here in The Good Half, which is coming out in theaters a couple of days from now. And it's a heartwarming movie. You play, you play a memory, I guess is one way to put it, right?
I'm a flashback.
Yeah, and but you still have that quirky little personality of the character in the movie that I think endears you to people. You're a mom, and you know, you obviously, if people watch the film, they'll find that you instill great values in your children, and yet you still had this little side of you that wanted to break some rules.
Yes. I was a kleptomaniac. I like to steal things from restaurants, little spoons, teacups, things like that. I could relate. I had some kleptomaniac moments when I was a young girl. But yeah, I love that she's very childish. I think what's interesting about the story is she's a woman who even when she's facing her own death, does not want to face it and kind of runs away from it in a kind of childlike way, which I think is a disservice to her family-ness in some ways, but was interesting for me to play.
Yeah, well, I had the good fortune of being able to watch the screener. So amongst the folks that have seen it early, it's getting very good reviews. And so congratulations on another great film that is coming out. A little bit different in its release. Fathom Screenings is doing it. They've kind of come onto the scene in the last 10 years or so. And they kind of match up films with certain theaters. And then it either goes wee-ha big time into all the theaters, or it comes back into screening streaming sort of variety. Is that right?
Yeah, well, I guess they're having some sneak previews on the 23rd and the 25th all around the country, I guess in 1,000 theaters. And then maybe, depending on how that does, then it gets a wider release and then obviously ends up on streaming ultimately.
Well, I'm sure that as people see it, they're going to find out and tell everybody. And my guess is this will be a great success and hopefully get that nationwide screening. It's a long career you've had. What was you mentioned leaving Las Vegas? What was the favorite role that you have of all time thus far?
Wow. I would say leaving Las Vegas is up there. And then Adventures in Babysitting was a really wonderful moment, obviously, for me to be the center of that film. But yeah, I would say leaving Las Vegas kind of touches all the bases.
Awesome. Well, it's been you've provided a lot of people a lot of joy, myself included, and it's been great to chat with you. And we will encourage people to get out there and see your newest, The Good Half, in theaters here starting on the 23rd. Elizabeth, thanks very much for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much.
Take care. That's Elizabeth Shue.